All right, I'll pass this in now.
Okay, okay. All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastor.
Pastor pulled off his grave clothes. Amen. If y'all don't know, that's a little inside thing that Pastor preached a sermon about pulling off your grave clothes.
Yeah, I heard it. I remember.
Yeah. But Steve, I think that's everybody that was in there.
Okay. Okay. Well, good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
God be the glory for all of us and blessing us to be able to have this day and remembering our pastor for 43 years.
Amen.
And we thank God for all of you that are on this morning, and we'll be praying for those that still come. Amen. We're going to go ahead and open up our service. Yes. I was glad when they said unto me, well, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet should stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us all.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, for blessing us through all this year, through everything that's been going on.
Thank you, God.
We just praise you and glorify you.
Yes, God.
And God, we thank you for another day.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
God, we thank you for our brother who's bringing the word today.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we thank you, God, for our pastor.
Yes.
We have blessed us to be here for 43 years.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to bless him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we just ask you to take control of this service now.
Have your way, Lord.
Let your will be done.
Have mercy, God.
Bless each one with the blessing in their life they stand in need of.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And we ask that God will have mercy and forgive us.
Forgive us.
For all our unrighteousness and all our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you for this service.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank God for all of you.
Amen. Amen.
And we're going to ask if Deacon James, amen, can you give us a scripture this morning? Deacon James Lewis. Is he on, Wayne?
I don't see Deacon James.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Elder.
Well, I can go ahead, Stevie.
Okay.
I'll be reading Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Mm-hmm. Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Yes,
it is he that has made us and not we ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
His mercy is everlasting and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Wayne. And again, like we said, we thank God for us blessing us to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And for all of you that's in listening this morning. And what we're going to do, we're not going to prolong everything. We're going to introduce you this morning, the one who God has blessed to give the word this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's our good friend, cousin, and brother. Amen. Elder Timothy Whitfield.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And the next voice you're going to hear. Amen. He's attentively waiting. Amen. It's Elder Timothy Whitfield. Amen.
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 God bless you. Good morning to you all. And we honor the Lord this morning for letting the day start without us. We are happy to be with you. Pastor Burnett, it is an honor and a pleasure to be out of all the ones you could have chose to do your anniversary for over four decades. I'm honored this morning to share with the Central Heights Free Will Baptist family on your anniversary. I'm gonna take a text from the book of Romans, chapter 10. I'm gonna begin reading at verse 13 through verse 15. And it reads, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say the word "how," and all of y'all that's with us, when I say "how," I want you to repeat it. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Hey, verse 14 says, "How?
How?
Then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how?
How?
How
shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how?
How?
Shall they hear without a preacher? And how?
How?
Shall they preach except they've been sent? As it is written,
how
beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. This morning, I want to use for a subject, and I'm talking about Pastor Burnett.
Amen.
How?
How? How did he do it?
Amen.
I want y'all to repeat that for me. How?
How?
Did he do it?
Did he do it?
A pastor conducts religious services and performs spiritual responsibilities associated with the Word of God.
Yes.
The term pastor is a specific title used by Christian clergy or Christian denominations. And it is a part of the more general term clergy. Even though congregations have diverse beliefs, characteristics that define a pastor are similar in nature. In the Greek term, pastor translates to the word shepherd. So traits that helps the pastor guide his congregation are highly esteemed. How did he do it?
Amen.
He did it from loving and being compassionate. Because Pastor Burnett has dealt with emotional issues, family crisis, spiritual struggles, he has a loving and compassionate attitude toward his congregation.
Amen.
According to some writers, leading a congregation is a challenging assignment that calls for excellence, not measured by health or wealth, but by the love pattern in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
This loving mindset strives to find ways to encourage and strengthen and correct members who need guidance and counsel.
Amen.
Pastor Burnett has displayed love and compassion by giving to the poor, visiting the sick, helping those in need of spiritual advice. How did he do it?
Amen.
Pastor Burnett, without honesty and integrity, Pastor Burnett would have lost credibility with his church members and might even face termination from God and the church officers.
Amen.
Pastor Burnett is expected to uphold moral standards. His character is unquestionable, and his followers can trust his decisions and his guidance.
Amen.
Even if Pastor has a support staff, he is often accountable for the church's finances, well-being of the congregation members, business-related transactions, community involvement, and the integrity of the whole organization.
Amen.
Honesty is vital to the calling of Pastor Burnett.
Amen.
According to the scriptures, a church growth consulting firm, Pastor Burnett has to remain faithful to God.
Amen.
With his commitments and his obligations.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty is a characteristic that defines Pastor Burnett's true intentions.
Amen.
Pastor Burnett looks beyond self-serving goals and seeks to serve others with pure intentions.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Burnett maintains confidentiality concerning members' personal issues and spiritual needs. He's loyal to a belief system that guards against hypocrisy.
Amen.
And loyal to the staff and the congregation, which encourages trust.
Amen.
How
did he do it?
Amen.
Pastor Burnett has been courageous and confident without letting his ego get in the way.
Amen.
In other words, I'm saying Pastor Burnett is a humble man.
Amen.
Humility often makes a pastor more approachable. So staff and congregation members aren't intimidated about asking spiritual questions and seeking godly counsel.
Amen.
Even though Pastor Burnett is highly visible public figure, his ability to avoid pride and arrogance demonstrate his meek and humble nature.
Amen.
Humility helps Pastor Burnett lead with kindness
and
gentleness, so his teachings are respected and well received.
Amen.
How?
How did he do it?
Amen.
He was a teacher. Pastor Burnett. Pastors are primarily teachers, and the most public aspect of their job reflects on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, Bible studies. Those wishing to become a pastor should have some sort of formal teaching, usually by seminary, and hold a certification from some areas of biblical study and theology.
Amen.
Strong teaching skills are also important in the role of pastor, as they are charged with helping others learn the word of God and how it applies to our lives. He is a leader. Leadership skills are also important in the role of being a pastor or a shepherd. Many pastors are responsible for acting as leaders in the church by supervising ministerial staffs and administration staffs. Pastor Burnett is responsible for setting, for approving budgets, attending staff meetings, supervising, coordinating of church ministries.
Amen.
Pastor Burnett is not responsible for the upkeep of the church building. The facilities in most cases are not responsible for the music ministry, but are responsible for making sure these areas of service accommodate the need of the people.
Amen.
He also is an overseer. In addition to elders, and deacons in the church. Pastor Burnett has been responsible for overseeing the spiritual growth of the congregation.
Amen.
This is also known as tending the flock.
Amen.
Some pastors may develop close personal relationship with members of the church closest to them, act as accountability partners, and host Bible studies, and overseer the pastor is responsible for and knows when the members of the flock, listen to this, turn away from God.
Amen.
And help bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
After 4 decades of pastoring, Pastor Burnett has definitely been loving and compassionate.
Amen.
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 He has been honest and accountable. I know for myself that he's a humble man.
Amen.
I've seen him several times turn into a bucket of water, and ain't nothing wrong with crying.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells us to sow in tears and we'll reap in joy.
Amen.
He was a humble man. He was a teacher. Mm-hmm. He's a leader. He's an overseer.
Amen.
And I'm almost through. How?
How?
Amen. How?
Now, come on. How?
How?
Did he do it?
Did
he?
Amen.
Let me tell you how he did it.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Say, if it had not been
Amen.
The Lord.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Who was on my side.
Amen.
The enemy.
Amen.
Rose up against me.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said the enemy would have swallowed me up.
Amen.
But the scripture said, thank be to God.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I not give them a prey to his teeth.
Amen.
Amen.
But I believe today, Apostle, you look back over your life.
Yeah.
And you see where God brought you from.
Amen.
Now, amen.
You can say so far.
Amen.
So good.
Amen. Amen.
I know there have been some bad days.
Yeah.
But I believe your good days.
Yeah.
I believe your bad days.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I believe today with every one of you that are sitting here, I believe Pastor Burnett would have said, I've been young.
Uh-huh.
I've been old.
Amen.
But never
have
I seen the righteous.
Yeah.
Amen.
Forsaken or his seed.
Right.
The scripture said, many are the affliction
of
the righteous.
Great.
But the Lord had delivered them out of them all. I will say unto you, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding
in
the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Knowing that your work is not.
Amen.
Amen.
All out of scripture.
Amen.
And I'm just trying to paraphrase, I'm just trying to quote it, and this is my last question. But there is a scripture that Paul wrote that says that he takes pleasure.
Amen.
In all his infirmities. And
yes. He
takes pleasure in all distress and all this other stuff. But there's one thing about it, I believe in my heart that Pastor Burnett has taken pleasure in pastoring the Central Heights Free Will Baptist Church.
Amen. Amen.
In the community of Central Heights.
Amen.
Over 4 decades.
Tell it.
Amen.
4 decades.
Amen.
The scripture says, what does the song say? Through many dangerous toils and snares, I have already come.
Amen.
Hit with grace.
Amen. Praise it. Amen. Praise it.
It was grace.
Amen.
Mercy.
That brought
us
this far.
Amen.
And grace, Pastor Burnett, will lead you on.
Amen.
Be ye steadfast.
Yes.
Unmovable.
Yeah.
Always abounding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Your labor, Pastor Burnett, is not in vain.
Amen. Amen.
Your labor is not in vain. The reward is great. Central Heights, continue to love your pastor.
Amen.
Continue to pray for your pastor.
Amen.
Continue to esteem him highly.
Amen.
He has done work.
Amen.
I remember when we moved in Central Heights, they won't number dirt roads.
Amen.
The only thing I know was a dirt road.
Amen.
That's right.
National Drive, where we moved back in the back, was a dirt road.
Amen.
That's right.
I remember when Central Heights, those bricks that's behind Deacon Wayne Mathis right now, church was white and it won't brick like that.
Amen.
And that parking lot didn't look like it looked.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember.
Amen.
And the vestibule that had been, that addition, mm-hmm. where the vestibule is right now, was not there.
Amen. Amen.
In 1976.
Amen.
That's
I can
right.
go back that far. I can't go no further than 1976. But I can assure you
mm-hmm.
that Amen. When Pastor Burnett preached his first sermon
mm-hmm.
at Central Heights Church,
Amen.
I was sitting in the sanctuary.
Amen.
I remember the message he preached, and he preached about them fish.
Amen.
I never forget. See, there's one thing about it, y'all. You'll forget a sermon.
Uh-huh.
But you'll never forget a message.
Amen.
Amen.
The message will stick with you.
Amen.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
The message Amen. Will stick with you.
My Lord.
I just wanna encourage you all today and admonish y'all for the work that y'all have done in the Central Heights community. Deacon Wayne and Ella Lewis. Y'all keep up the good work. Take
My
care
Lord.
Of
y'all.
Take care of Pastor Burnett. Take care of him.
Yes, sir.
Take care of your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And love your pastor. And I know Amen. You do. And y'all give him some things today that he will never forget as long as he lives. Let me say a prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this service. We thank
yes,
you, Father,
God.
For the members of the Central Heights Free Will Baptist Church in yes. the community. We thank you for Pastor Burnett and the service that he has given in the community and to the body of Christ. We pray, God, that you will strengthen him in his inner man, strengthen him in his physical man.
Yes, Lord.
Bless his family. Bless the Central Heights Church family.
Bless
yes.
him.
Jesus the Christ's name we pray.
Yes.
And all that agree say amen.
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 Amen. We thank God for Elder Timothy's Whitfield this morning. Wonderful message.
Amen.
How did he do it? Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. As he said it, and all together, it, none of it couldn't have been done without him being led by God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we all make it. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Elder Whitfield, we really thank you. We really thank you. Wonderful message. And right now, we just want to give way to the honoree to let him have some words. If he would like to say anything at this time, Pastor Dr. Isaac Burnett.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning again to everyone. And we're praying to God that he allowed us to come together on Zoom one more yeah. time and for another year. Passed by.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're thanking because he didn't have to bring us through this pandemic, but he's done all his way. We bless God for Pastor Whitfield, who
Amen.
His heart and
Hallelujah.
And the Lord, as the Lord spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sum it all up about how did I do it. With Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. All the time. Following
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Doing what Jesus would do.
Uh-huh.
Obeying his word and humming myself to mm-hmm. do what he said and not what flesh wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work the word will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to do things that you're don't think you were possible or capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just encourage you to continue to rely on Jesus.
Amen.
When you start having problems, call Jesus.
Amen.
When you start having heartaches and headaches, call Jesus.
Amen.
Start getting discouraged, call mm-hmm. Jesus.
Amen.
He is the way.
Yes, he
Didn't
is.
Didn't he say he was the way?
Amen.
All right. So he is the way. So rely on him.
Yes.
Follow him. It may not be pleasure to you, but it's going to be good for you.
Amen.
It may not be pleasure for you at this point, but it's going to wind up being good for you.
Yes.
So everything's going to be for your good. So I continue to tell you to do, just keep on rejoicing, as James told you. Count it all. And you put all that together, you can start answering how it's done. And then you better do likewise.
And amen.
Maybe not in pastoring, but in other in your life.
My Lord.
As you go about greeting and seeing one another, let that light shine.
Amen.
The Lord gave you. You got the light.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on, let it shine.
Amen.
Don't put it on flicker.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But put it on steady, bright beam. Somebody's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's wanting to find their way home.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't find a way home if you got your light off.
Amen.
Praise God for the word.
Praise the Lord.
How did he do it?
Mm-hmm.
And you just ask yourself, how can I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do it the same way by relying on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you. We thank God for you. And Pastor Whitfield, I oftentimes call myself like Jeremiah, weeping prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we just praise God and let me quit right now because I'm about to weep again.
All right, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For your effort that you're putting forth in this pandemic. Okay, because a lot of people would have canceled everything.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for putting it in your heart and in your spirit for you doing what you're doing to bless me.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you and have a smile upon you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Well, Pastor, again, we echo congratulations, and we do love you, and we love your family,
amen.
And we do love and thank God for the whole church family.
Amen.
And everything you have done, and everything that you have said, again, we thank God for Elder Timothy Whitfield.
Amen.
For that wonderful message.
Amen.
And I say this several times. Everything you do, amen, God see it. And when you do it from your heart, God will bless you. See, it ain't about how much you give.
Yeah.
It's about it coming from your heart, whatever you do.
My Lord.
And God will bless you.
Yes, he will.
Amen. And I just thank God for the whole church family, everyone that was in service this morning. And today, at 2 o'clock, we're going to be out there to the church, and we're going to stay from 2 to 3. Anybody that would like to give anything to Pastor Burnett that you anybody that has not already, you can drop it by the church today at 2, and we will make sure that he gets it. And again, we thank for everybody and everything you've done, we echo thank the church, amen, the whole church family. Through everything we've been through this year, we were blessed to still have this service.
Amen.
I thank God for everyone. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Amen. And thank God for Deacon Wayne. Amen. Helping us with this program today. And again, I really thank Elder Whitfield. Amen.
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 Powerful word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, if no one has anything else to say,
y'all going to
2? Yes, I'll be at church at 2 o'clock, and we will be out there from 2 to 3. For anyone that would like to drop anything off, now if you want to give it, if you want to do a special gift, you still can do that too. If you want to send either one, but we will be there. Amen. Again, thank God for everybody. And if nothing else,
Stevie, let me say one thing. my wife told me that there were some people that were having problems getting in that weren't able to get in on the Zoom. I don't know what the situation is that would cause them not to get in. But I just wanted to let you know that there were people that were said they weren't able to get in for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. May have been you, the old link.
And I think that's more than likely, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
And because if you should have been able just to use either the ID or click on the link. Mm-hmm. And if you, some of the people, when they clicked on it, use that old link. And so, but to God be the glory.
Amen.
God be the glory.
And in all sincerity, like we said, when God see what we all do. And mm-hmm. even their effort, they still going to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Like I said, and also, Stephen, I don't mean to cut you. What I would do, because usually I just have the pastor's sermon up here, but because we have people that have problems getting in, I'm going to put today's sermon, it's being recorded, on our website
mm-hmm.
for people to go back and listen to.
All right.
Amen. That's great. That's great. That's great.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
All right. Again, thank everybody. And if there's nothing else to claim my attention, we're going to ask that Dr. Monica Lewis will close us out in prayer.
Well, she's
there
now. They're getting
back
ready to wrap up.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you, God, for the gift that you have given us, Pastor Burnett. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to watch over him and his family. Keep them, God, in all their ways. Protect them, God, from dangerous, seen and unseen, Lord. Continue to keep a hedge of protection all around them, God, as they're going in and they're coming out. Keep them covered, God, in thy blood, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Pastor Whitfield on this morning, for sending such an encouraging word that really fit our pastor. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to bless him, God, and his family as well, God. We thank you for him for being that servant, God, that stays in the word and always bring forth the truth, God. We thank you, God, for him celebrating with us on our pastor's God, continue to bless our church family members, God. Father, keep us, God, in all thy ways, God. Keep a hedge of protection all around us, God. God, we thank you for each and every one that has been partaker of this service. Thank you for our family, our friends, and visitors, God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to bless us forever. Stay in thy will, that thy will be done in our lives, God. Bless us, God, to be hearers of your word, God. Amen. Not only hearers, but doers, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Bless us all to be ready to go back with you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Bless not only our church family, God, but bless the entire world, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For you said if you be lifted up, you'll call all men unto you. And for that, we say thank you. Continue to bless us and keep us this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Again, thank everyone. And like I say, if you have something to give to the pastor, you can do it at 2 o'clock. I was wondering if Pastor's sister, Mrs. Gloria, do you have anything that you want to say?
Jimmy, Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Kim just texted and said that they were in the waiting room.
I think they may be in the waiting room for the others. I don't think they're in the waiting room for this because if it doesn't say pastor's anniversary, they're not in that waiting room because it doesn't show me anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I gave them the link this morning. I photoshopped it and sent it to them.
Just tell them that since we're about to close, that we will have the recording online.
Okay.
And so,
Claudia sent her a gift earlier this week. We pray God for her. Thanks, sister must be mute. Couldn't hear say anything.
Yeah, okay. You can see a picture. You're right, Pastor. She must be you, maybe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I had to put the headphone. I don't know what's wrong with my computer. I had to put the headphone on. I thank God for the word this morning, and it was intriguing, and it was food for the body.
Amen.
And mind and heart. And I appreciate that. And the word, and I appreciate all the Central Heights. Love that you have for my brother. Y'all gonna have me crying. I see the
love
that you have for my brother. And Deacon Wayne, I don't know where you remember me, because you came to New York. My brother came to, and I went to the Palisades Mall, second largest mall in the world. And y'all stay at my house. Do you remember that?
No, ma'am.
You know? Well, anyway, you and my brother came in the visit. I think I was going to some kind of service in Connecticut. I think that y'all had your Baptist. What was it, Isaac? The Baptist.
That convention, National Convention.
Convention. Yeah, in Connecticut. Yeah, I came up with that. And we took you to the mall, had just opened. It was the second largest mall in the world. I'm surprised you don't remember that. But anyway, I thank God for y'all. And I thank God for my brother. He's truly a man. And I go to him. But you see my mom, but I go to him when I need prayer and all that. I don't know. He just reminds me of my mother.
Yes, amen.
He's our mother, so. And I love him dearly.
Amen.
And thank you.
Amen.
And my sister Mary was in the waiting room. So she called me and said that she couldn't get in. I didn't let her in.
Probably
I think she was in the pastor's waiting room. I think that's where a lot of people
are. Oh, okay.
Hey, are they still there?
Hold on. Hey, Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Kim and Jimmy is up here on the phone, so I'm gonna let them say something. I think they want to say something.
Okay.
You on, Kim? Oh. They're waiting. Kim, you there?
Hello?
All right, they can hear you.
The cruises that we've gone on, and we wish you a happy anniversary and many, many more. May God continue to bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, that was Jim and Kim from Florida.
Okay, appreciate it.
Well, again, thank everyone for being on, and we just continue to pray for this nation and pray for one another, and that God's will be done. And so if there's nothing else, thank you, and like I say, have a blessed day. If you're able, if you have something to give to the pastor, please come out at 2:00. Again, thank you, and may God bless you. All right, have a blessed day.
May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.